Axe the Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well. We're joined now by the Eagles boys basketball coach. That is Jason Tynan. Appreciate the time as always. A little bit different of a start for you guys compared to maybe some other teams. You know, we're 2-3 weeks into this thing, and we got teams already 4 or 5 games deep going on to number 5 or 6 maybe on Friday night. But you guys sit here at 1-0, you played your first game a little over a week ago against Valley Heights. Schedule kind of changed a little bit, and no game on Tuesday this week, so you've certainly had a little bit of extra practice time, and I'm sure for you and your guys, considering the football season and the little time going into Valley Heights, I'm sure you guys have been utilizing that extra practice time pretty well here.
Yeah, it's been nice to get on the court and get guys acclimated to each other and kind of build some chemistry. One thing is, you know, there's 20 games in a season, and, you know, it doesn't matter, I guess, in my mind how you come by those 20 games. We're going to play in a tournament over Christmas break, you know, after the moratorium that kind of will catch us up. We'll have 4 games coming out of Christmas break, and we'll play even before we start school back up. We'll play Washington County, so we'll get 5 games. I think we'll have 9 games going into the TVL tournament, which kind of you know, is where kind of everybody will be at that time. It's just kind of a unique situation. We were kind of, when doing the schedule, we were kind of thinking about the state going to move to 23 games. So now we have room for those 23 extra games that you can put in. And so, but it, as you mentioned, it gave us a little time from the boys' side. I feel sorry for the girls. They've been doing a lot of practice. But on the boys' side, it gave us time to recover from football and get acclimated to the basketball court.
Yeah, it'll get going pretty quick once we get out of the holiday break, the 3rd, the 7th, the 10th, the 13th, the 14th. So, you know, the lack of games now, it certainly won't be that way once we get into 2025. What would you say right now is kind of the big emphasis in this extra practice time? What are you really honing in on, and what are you trying to get right with your boys?
Just getting stuff in. You know, when you lose those pre-practice, those 14 practices before your first game, usually, you know, you get to put in a lot, install a lot of offense, a lot of defense stuff, and, you know, just getting that stuff in and getting everybody fine-tuned on that a little bit better. Usually we're kind of rushed on that, and we kind of learn on the fly, so in the last couple of years. But this year, you know, like yesterday, we got to break down some things and do a lot more of teaching the little details, tiny details that make you great on the defensive end. And so that's kind of been our focus, is just focusing on those little tasks that, A, separate you from being good to great.
A little over a week ago, you got that first game against Valley Heights. Again, we talked about it last week. You won it 54-29. Now you get game 2 in 10 days later. Friday night, you'll get Flint Hills Christian. So, again, you've had a ton of time to kind of get some things in. What can you tell us about your Friday night opponent in Flint Hills Christian?
They're definitely a younger team this year. Last year, I think they had a 6'6" or 6'7" guy, and I don't know if he's there. I don't think he's there anymore. And so it'll be a team that we have to come out and play well against. We'll have to execute, and that's the thing. It's going to be our first game with the shot clock, and so just kind of getting adjusted to that. I don't think we kind of shoot the ball quick anyway, and so I don't think we'll have a problem with it. But, you know, we put some things in over this practice time that if we do get late in a shot clock situation where we can execute, and so if we get a lead, we know we might focus on that because eventually that's going to come up in a game, and so we might as well put it into practice. And, you know, these games right now, I know that everybody's we play to win, but they're just about getting better and building to become the best version of yourself come March.
Get you out of here on this, and we always appreciate the time. Christmas next week. Been asking a lot of coaches different Christmas questions here on our locker room chats here tonight. I will I'll ask you this, just a pretty simple one here. What's your favorite part about the Christmas holiday?
Definitely the time spent with family, getting together. Like, my brother and lives 2.5 hours away, so spending a couple of days with him and his family is great, and seeing my nieces up there, and then getting together with my dad's extended Tynan family. They're all over the country, and so it's nice to see people you haven't seen in a while. So being with people they haven't been with in a while. That's kind of my favorite part of the whole holiday season.
Great stuff as always. Axtell boys basketball coach Jason Tynan joining us. They'll wrap up the 24 portion of the schedule. Game 2 on Friday, they'll be at home against Flint Hills Christian before getting back to it January 3rd against Washington County. Coach, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you in 2025.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.